There are villains, newcomers, volunteers and guests. Good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 23rd of July, and here in Oroville is partly cloudy and very humid and 26 degrees Celsius. And weather forecast for today says times of clouds and sun and cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 34 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. And maximum ultraviolet index would be on 9 when the sun is out, which is very high. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 44%. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, we can see an energetic performance Narayani Namastute of Avishkar Academy, which works in the field of traditional performing art forms of Gujarat and Rajasthan. This time they bring to us a fusion of classical and contemporary dance, a specially choreographed show of Garba and Ras. Also tonight, but at 8 p.m. at Kripa, in Kalabumi, the Italian pavilion, warmly invite everybody for the concert of 4 centuries of music by classical guitar, performed by Italian duo Bartoli Fodera. Concert of the guitar duo Bartoli Fodera will consist of music by Boccherini, Scarlatti, Rossini, Mangore, De Vecchi, Ganghi, Assad, Morricone. And the concert is organized in collaboration with the Institute of Culture of the Italian Embassy in New Delhi. Marco Bartoli is currently a classical guitar teacher in Music School Asheville in Switzerland and plays a Matthias Dammann guitar. Salvo Fodera teaches at Music School Mutens in Basel and plays an instrument made for him by the Italian luthier Gabriele Lodi. They have performed in many countries in Europe, Asia and South America. On Tuesday, 28th of July, at 4 to 5:30 p.m. at Sire, the Teacher Center invites Auroville teachers and parents to conversation on integral education. And this time, the title of the topic is The Finland Phenomenon, the World's Most Surprising School System. Finland's education system has consistently ranked among the best in the world for more than a decade. No standardized tests, no private schools, no homework, the puzzle is, why Finland? From within classroom and through the interviews with students, teachers, parents, administrators and government officials, this documentary reveals the surprising factor accounting for Finland's success. After the movie, there will be time for sharing. And here's the update and report on an outcome on general meeting on July 7 on a new town development authority by resident assembly service. On informal meeting with the working committee and town development council, the resident assembly service in consultation with the Oral Council called an informal meeting on July 15 with the working committee and the town development council to discuss responses to the following issues raised on a general meeting. Concerns regards NTDA for Oroville, alternative proposal to an NTDA raised on the general meeting and queries over whether there would be a resident process to decide amongst the options. The meeting was attended by members of the Working Committee, Town Development Council, NTDA Task Force and the Residents Assembly Service. In response to whether there would be a community process to decide amongst the various options, the TDC stated that the community would be invited to endorse the NTDA option. Referring to the sensitivity of the subject, the TDC proposed that it would prefer that the endorsement is done not in form of a regular vote but by an informed group of reactive residents. It was said that the process needs to be elaborated. Regards the proposed alternatives to the NTDA that they were raised during the and after general meeting, the Resident Assembly Service has compiled a list of 10 proposals. The Working Committee requested that the Residents Assembly Service prefers present the options to the TDC and Working Committee for comment before making the list public. The comments have been received and are now posted on the meeting report page on our intranet. So we are invited to leave comments on NTDA and give practical proposal on how to protect land within the Orville Master Plan. And following is the mission statement from EcoService, and they are saying, EcoService since the beginning has been an essential service to the community of Orville, growing more and more into its role as a solid waste management service. Service is the key word from the team at EcoService, as this is not a private business. It does not function for individual profiteering, but exists to serve Orville. One of its goals is to provide an efficient, responsive and reliable service that collects, recycles and unfortunately at this stage still faces landfilling the waste we cannot recycle or upcycle. Operating costs are high, with two vehicles to maintain and supporting a group of well-paid women from the villages around Orville who work hard each day to segregate the collected waste. Progress to us means that we have reduced the landfill by finding new dealers and recycling new items. This is gradually happening as the recycling industry expands its ability to recycle waste, that earlier would always be in the landfill. Presently, we collect around 6 tons of waste each month and recycle around 60-70% of it, still leaving 30% to be put in the ground. Progress also means that we are becoming more sustainable financially by generating more income by micro-segregating the waste and storing waste till we have enough volume to sell to the dealer that handles that item. It is important to them to help this service function well to those it serves. They participate by keeping their collection areas clean and maintained. This not only saves them a great amount of collection time, but reduces the health hazard to their collection team. To this end, they provide masks and gloves to their workers, but if they have to pour waste from one container to the next, the air is filled with the particulates that gets into everything. Therefore, they supply liners for the collection bearers, and when full should be removed, tied closed and stored, a new liner put into the bar. And again, they would like to thank everyone for our cooperation and goodwill to make this service a success. And here are some happy news from Aikido Budokan, because they're informing us that the construction of the Orville Aikido Dojo at Dea Shaktidani is completed. They have named the place Orville Budokan, which means House of Martial Arts, and they are ready to start the practice there from Monday, 3rd of August. I mean Union, Ki, Energy, and Do, Path. Dojo, the place where one studies the path. The dojo is dedicated to Aikido. They want to welcome there all those who are motivated to learn and make some progress in path that resonates so much with Lauren Bin and the Mother's Yoga. And then they may open the Budokan to other arts that have related spirit and they can share the same space. And here's a note from Youth Link, because they are organizing International Youth Day at Bharat Nivas on 12th of August. And they registered this event to the United Nations Map World Events for this year. And the theme is Youth Civic Engagement. If you have expressed interest to participate in exhibition performance or in setting up a store, you need to confirm as soon as possible. They may have some space for a couple more presentations, artists, entrepreneurs, performers. So if you are in your 20s, some years, contact them soon so they can see if they can include your talent. Vindara Farm is happy to announce that the self-defense class will start again on Tuesday 28th onward at Terrasol Community on Vindara Farm. And the classes will be held every Tuesday and Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. They will be taught by Martin Bastide, who has more than 10 years practice in different martial arts, including Kung Fu, Pencak Silat, Krav Maga, Kickboxing, Thai Boxing, Taekwondo and Taijutsu. The style taught is a synthesis of the principles of those different martial arts with a clear orientation toward effectiveness and practicality. All levels are welcome, so you just need to come and join them to train in a respectful environment. For more information, you can contact Martin and Martstide at hotmail.fr. And here are news from Linea Dental, cleaning a laboratory, and they are saying that the cleaning is open from 3rd of August onward. Their working time would be from 9 a.m. to 12:30 and from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Auralek, from Monday to Saturday morning. But you can also call for appointment on their new landlines 262-3134 or 262-3592. They have new reception and digital X-ray equipment, so their team is ready again to offer the best dental service. And here's the word from us. This is the final week for community service students, so we hope that this short introduction at the radio will inspire them to continue to explore and discover more. We have also met with our villains that are looking at the archives projects and expanding its scopes with fiber optic capacities, which merges with the direction of the Media's Lab project. We have finally sent an FM application to the One World NGO that assists in the development of community radio station and are beginning mentored by them. In early September, we will start our fundraising campaign with an event in Kalabumi, and we plan to wrap up our team's SWOT recession with the assistance of Christine Q, who is visiting. That study will give us an editorial direction. As always, we need people with skills in website and smartphone applications, and anyone with goodwill and enthusiasm. And let us finish with the cinema. At cinema in Cherubino Auditorium Bar at Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 they will screen Princess of Montpensier by B. Tavernier. At Sadana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. they will screen Seeds of Permaculture, Tropical Permaculture, made in 2014 by director Gretchen Mulder and Roger van der Voort. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, we can see a Nordic comedy drama romance, Buddy, made in Norway in 2003 by director Morten Tildum. But for Saturday and Sunday, the children's film and also the cine club, they inform us that there's no film scheduled because they have some maintenance work. And the mother wrote, "What is consciousness? When the Lord becomes conscious of himself, the work is created. Consciousness is the breath that gives life to all." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Thank you.